Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and a special shout out to my listeners on our flagship station, WOR, in New York City. It's a new time, or a different time, at least for this week only. We were preempted by sports yesterday on Saturdays, and so our program is being rebroadcast, hopefully to a new audience. Maybe we'll snag some new listeners with our temporary Sunday spot. And we hope that you enjoy the program. If you haven't heard Intelligent Medicine before, we like to think of it as one of the best-kept secrets about natural health and the best of high-tech medicine. We put those all together for you each weekend. And Intelligent Medicine also just the tip of the iceberg of the Intelligent Medicine phenomenon, because we've got podcasts galore at drhoffman.com. You can listen to them. There's some great interviews, and we get our message out about health on a daily basis. So lots of inventory that you can listen to. And this program is a two-hour program. So if you where you're located, this program, by the way, heard all over the country. Some people get 1 hour, some people get 2 hours, and at different times depending on where you are. But it's broadcast live from noon to 2 p.m. each Saturday. And if you want to listen to the program in its entirety, two ways you can do it. One is you can go to our website, drhoffman.com, and you can catch the live stream from noon to 2 p.m., or you can catch the podcast of the entire program, usually posted by Monday morning. 888-302-3684, and you can call us. Those of you who are listening live, you can call us, 888-302-3684. We'd love to hear your questions. And although we're speaking to a national audience, we got a lot of New York listeners. So here's a Paul Revere alert to health-conscious listeners in New York State, because to arms, the regulators are coming. They always want to regulate us to death. So they, in the interest of our safety, they're putting all kinds of strictures on what we can do, our personal freedoms. And I think one of our most cherished personal freedoms is our ability to have some kind of self-determination about our health and the style of health care that we like to subscribe to for ourselves and for our families. And New York State, the legislative process in New York State is a shambles. And it's turning out, there's the latest revelation is that the big boss of the New York State legislature has just been indicted. Surprise, surprise. So we join other states that are notorious for corruption, like Illinois, in having one of our legislative leaders indicted, and he may well be convicted of all kinds of malfeasance. There is a health angle to the story, because Shelley Silver has a law firm. And he also sits on a panel which appoints appeals court judges. And he also gets huge consultation fees from a law firm called Weitz and Luxembourg. And you may, that name sounds familiar, right? Okay, well, they advertise on TV for asbestos settlements. And there's this big pot of money available for people who have suffered asbestos-related problems and have developed mesothelioma. And yes, these people should get compensation, but there's a scam element to this, because virtually anyone who gets sick and can come up with some kind of trumped up story about how they were exposed to asbestos at one time or another in their lives, they or their heirs get enormous compensations. And Shelley Silver got huge fees and kickbacks from the law firm, and had power to appoint judges who sat on cases that involved multi-million dollar settlements. And unfortunately, what happens in these settlements is, yeah, people get some money, but huge attorney's fees. If a person gets a few thousand dollars, the attorneys get millions of dollars, because these are class action lawsuits, and that's the way it rolls in the field of law. Anyway, coming back to the threat to your health freedom, There's a legislator in New York named Kenneth LaValle, who it happens, I looked him up, and it turns out he is the legislator for a place that I don't vote there. I vote in New York City, but I vacation and spend a lot of weekend time out on Long Island, and he is my representative from Long Island, and he is up to something totally misguided. I won't say that there's a corrupt element to this. I'm not sure there's some sort of devious ulterior motive other than a misguided effort to, quote, protect the public. I mean, that's what legislators do. They want to protect you. And in the guise of protecting you, they enact laws that are often absurd. So there's an alert as part of an organization that I am a board member of, ANH, the Alliance for Natural Health. You can find them at anh-usa.org. And their action alert goes to citizens of New York to write to Kenneth LaValle to protest his new misguided proposed legislation. It's Senate Bill 00015, and it would require products that are labeled as dietary supplements or nutritional supplements to carry a label stating whether the product has or has not been tested by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. So, okay. Now, that's, I mean, at some level, that sounds reasonable. You know, is this product like an approved product or is it not an approved product? But this is totally absurd because the truth of the matter is that the FDA doesn't test any products a priori whatsoever. And supplements are already rigorously regulated by multiple federal agencies. So in other words, you don't go to the FDA and say, can I market this supplement? I mean, some people wish that you could, but that would make the supplement, it would really cripple the supplement industry because that process, drug companies are already subject to that process, and it costs tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars to go through that process. So for each and every supplement that you'd want to market, you'd have to go to the FDA and say, could you, I'm, you know, pretty please, or is it okay? Is this safe? Is, you know, we have to do lots and lots of research and, you know, safety time with, okay, fine. Yeah, all right. Well, these are supplements. These aren't synthetic drugs. So there's some boilerplate language at ANH-USA so that you can craft your own letter. You can customize it if you want, or you can just use the boilerplate and sign it. And we're writing to Kenneth LaValle and saying, your label would tremendously confuse New York consumers about the regulation and safety of supplements, and this will ultimately harm consumers, your constituents, poisoning the well for supplement use, because people say, well, it's not approved by the FDA. Well, nothing is approved by the FDA. Zero. Nothing. Every product that is marketed in New York State would have to carry this warning label, and that would place an unacceptable burden on supplement manufacturers because they have to make supplement labels for 49 states and then for special different supplement labels for New York State. And guess what? The supplement industry is a big economic force in the state of New York. So you would cripple that industry, putting countless people out of work, people who work in, you know, health food stores, nutritionally oriented pharmacies, and even the manufacturers of supplements, some of whom are located in New York. Well, maybe they would just decamp. They would leave New York. They would decide, no, we can't even do business in New York, thus unemploying hundreds and hundreds of New York workers and causing hardship to thousands of people who are in their families. The letter continues to require a label to state whether a product has been tested by the FDA when the FDA doesn't do any testing at all, deliberately misleads the public about the regulatory system, and it also appears to cast doubt on the safety of nutritional supplements when they've been proven safe again and again. So for these reasons, we say to State Senator Kenneth LaValle, please withdraw this bill and do not introduce similar legislation in the future. Yeah, you know, we know you're probably trying to do good, but you are woefully misinformed. And I'd be happy to meet with the state senator or any representative of his office to explain the situation to him because, you know, while I don't vote in his district, I am a constituent and a citizen of the state of New York. And we don't want this. We really don't need more regs in this vastly overregulated state. And on top of it, he's a Republican, too, supposedly, therefore reducing the regulatory burden on industry. And this flies directly in the face of that. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684. Should you care to call, we got lots to talk about this hour. And when we return, we'll talk a little bit about e-cigarettes. Better than cigarettes or potentially more harmful? This is Intelligent Medicine.
Have you heard about the superfood discovered by Olympic athletes for its stamina-boosting effects? Beetroot juice caused waves at the last Olympics because clinical studies proved 2 glasses of beetroot juice per day can increase stamina by 16%. Beets are a nutritional goldmine full of antioxidants, polyphenols, and electrolytes. But instead of trying to drink all that beetroot juice daily, I take Super Beets to get the same great benefits. Super Beets helps your body create nitric oxide, which helps you boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure levels. Whenever I need a performance boost, I take Super Beets. It's my new favorite product. Each great-tasting serving gives me a rush of energy and stamina. Go to intelligentbeets.com right now, and with my special offer, you get a 30-day supply for free with your first order. Plus, get a free book, Beat the Odds, to learn more about the benefits of beets. And you get free shipping and a 100% money-back guarantee. So call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeets.com. That's 800-738-2198. Again, 800-738-2198, or go to intelligentbeats.com right now.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and other fine natural products retailers.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. We had a caller who did not want to get on the air with us. By the way, our number 888-302-3684, who heard an interview that we did in the previous hour. For some of you, you may not have heard that, about the health benefits of xylitol, specifically for gums and teeth. The product in question, Spry, the Spry Dental Defense System, and we recommend it for humans. But this person who has emailed me, I think, or maybe just representative of some other people who are concerned who have pets, that xylitol is potentially harmful to animals, not harmful to humans. Humans can consume xylitol. I think the worst consequence from overdosing on xylitol for a human would be that it has a somewhat of a laxative effect. And if you were to chew like, a dozen pieces of xylitol gum in quick succession, you might have to go to the bathroom. But no worse consequences than that. So we have to be reminded that dogs are not people. I know that's hard for some people to appreciate because we treat them like, we dress them up, we put them in costumes, we feed them gourmet treats and vitamins and supplements. But everybody knows that dogs don't really do well with chocolate, for example. Chocolate doesn't have xylitol, but it's an example of something that's metabolized different by dogs than humans. So while chocolates are a treat for humans, they're not definitely not a doggy treat. And xylitol is another substance which has a different metabolic pathway in dogs, and it can be toxic, and dogs can get sick. And if they overconsume xylitol, which tastes sweet and might be an attractive nuisance to dogs, they can even die. There have been some reported cases. So if you've got a xylitol stash in your house, please keep it away from your dog, and please don't try to brush your dog's teeth with xylitol. It might help their teeth, but if they swallow a lot of xylitol, that could be toxic to their system. So we, it's important that we appeal to our animal loving constituency out there. So consider that warning delivered. All right, E-cigarettes, they're thought to be a preferable alternative to regular cigarettes because when you smoke a cigarette, you're getting literally hundreds of toxic substances. You're getting the nicotine, which is the addictive component, but you also get tar and you get chemicals and burning plant material. And it's not the nicotine that causes cancer. Nicotine is not carcinogenic. But it's the stuff that accompanies the cigarette smoke that actually affects your cardiovascular system and increases cancer risk. So e-cigarettes are proposed as a healthier delivery system for the nicotine. Some people don't like the gum. They don't think it's realistic or the patches don't do it for them. So they want to suck in the smoke, and e-cigarettes deliver nicotine in an aerosol that is typically administered via a vehicle of propylene glycol, glycerol, plus nicotine and certain flavoring chemicals. So this is just a little article you probably didn't hear about, but it appeared in the New England Journal of Medicine this week. And it's a very significant article, because it suggests that e-cigarettes may actually be more carcinogenic than regular cigarettes. We call this practice vaping. And I walk around the streets of New York, I see a lot of people with these funny-looking e-cigarettes. And sometimes they have, instead of a red ash, they have a blue ash to, I guess, denote that people are smoking an e-cigarette. And they're puffing on these things. And you can even amp up the amount. You can hack your e-cigarette to deliver more nicotine, to be more satisfying. But there's a problem with that, because in e-cigarettes, with vaping, more than 2% of the total solvent molecules have converted to formaldehyde-releasing agents. And the formaldehyde concentration may be higher than the nicotine concentration. And what they estimate here is that the risk with smoking these e-cigarettes may be 5 times as high or even 15 times as high as the risk associated with long-term smoking. In addition, formaldehyde-releasing agents may deposit more efficiently in the respiratory tract than regular gaseous formaldehyde, and so they could carry a higher risk factor for cancer. This is mind-blowing. And kids are smoking this stuff because now, you know, it's not, okay, that's a preferable. They can't buy cigarettes, but they can get the vaping apparatus and they can suck down nicotine. And that leads to a lifetime of nicotine dependency. Eventually, they'll probably get onto real cigarettes, but they may be giving themselves cancer in the process. No good. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Believe it or not, weight management is more than simply calories in versus calories out. To achieve your ideal weight, your digestive system must function effectively. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author of The Hamptons Diet and science advisor for Dr. Ohiro's Probiotics. Research has found that there are regulating factors that control absorption of calories and whether they are stored as fat. One of the most significant influences in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of beneficial bacteria in our GI tracts. These friendly bacteria help in regulating blood sugar and normalizing our appetite. I recommend taking Dr. Ohiro's Probiotics every day due to its carefully selected strains of live beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health, increase energy through better absorption of nutrients, and help with weight management. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. Ohiro's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available today. Discover the Dr. Ohiro difference.
Dr. Ohiro's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
If you're like me, you don't have time to be sick, yet our busy lifestyles can leave us vulnerable. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Do you know that in Japanese, kayo means strength? This winter, find your immune strength with 4 key natural immune-boosting supplements from our friends at Kyolic. It's what I call the Kyolic Advantage, and what I use myself. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract 103 for natural immune wellness and cardiovascular health. Since 70% of your immune system is in the digestive tract, Kyodophilus bolsters immunity and gut health with shelf-stable beneficial bacteria. On the go, try Kyo Green, a convenient powdered greens drink mix that offers a natural source of key vitamins and minerals. And don't forget ModuCare, a unique combination of plant sterols proven effective at balancing and strengthening immunity. So eat right exercise, and get the Kyolic Advantage to optimize your immune health today. Available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I want to introduce some of our new WR listeners to a product that I feel strongly about. You know, last hour, and you can check out the podcast if you missed it, I talked about the blood pressure lowering properties of blueberries. Blueberries, according to a recent study, 1 cup a day of blueberries could reduce systolic blood pressure, that's the top number, by 5%. Now, 5%, you say your blood pressure is 160. 5% of 160, I'll take that as 8-point reduction. And the bottom number by 6%, the diastolic by 6%. So over an 8-week trial, a group of women were found to lower their blood pressure significantly with blueberries. And the reason? Researchers suspect that blueberries are a source of nitric oxide. Well, the nitric oxide champion in the food world is the beet. But beets are kind of grody tasting, and I used to drink beet juice before an athletic event, but it made my stomach do somersaults, and it's supposed to increase stamina by 16% because it enhances blood flow, and that's critical when you're doing aerobic exercise, but kind of inconvenient, messy. So the makers of Super Beets have concentrated the benefits of three whole beets in just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets. With no beet taste, it's actually pleasant tasting and sweetened with stevia. Beet juice is rich in nitrates, which helps muscles use oxygen more efficiently and also gives you the equivalent of half a liter of beet juice in just 1 4-ounce shot. And so you can access the benefits of Super Beets, supercharge your new year with a shot at good health. Call now, and with your first order of Super Beets, they'll send you a bonus canister free. Drink Super Beets for just 1 week, and I think you'll feel the results. I'm doing it, and before I work out, I have my teaspoon of Super Beets in some water, and I feel supercharged. Go to intelligentbeets.com, that's intelligentbeets.com, or call 1-800-738-2198. That's 1-800-738-2198, intelligentbeets.com. And one more time, here's the number, call 1-800-738-2198, tell them I sent you. All right, 888-302-3684, should you care to call us. I was pleased to see this week in the Wall Street Journal, there was a big article about a new natural substance that dramatically lowers cholesterol. And I'm happy to say that I've been all over this. The product in question is bergamot. Bergamot. Now, if you don't know what that is, it's the flavoring that's in Earl Grey tea. And it's derived from a fragrant citrus fruit called bergamot. And a concentrated version of that has been shown to lower cholesterol in at least 4 human studies. There's some caveats that most of these studies are authored by a small group of Italian researchers who actually work closely with the company that sells the extract. So larger, more independent studies need to be done. But I've used the product in a combination with plant sterols. The product that I use is called Cholestapure Plus by Pure Encapsulations, and it's got plant sterols along with, which, by the way, are approved by the American Heart Association for lowering cholesterol, one of the few natural products that's actually approved by the American Heart Association. Bergamot, they haven't really signed on to, but bergamot supplements were found to be effective at a dose of 500 milligrams to 1,500 milligrams a day. Check this out. 1,000 milligrams daily of bergamot extract lowered cholesterol from an average of 278 You ready for this? To 191. That's amazing. That is really, really, that is equivalent to a very effective response to a statin drug. So, you know, they say the research needs to be, it needs to be replicated and they need to do larger studies. But bergamot is now available and it's going to be a popular cholesterol lowering alternative to statin drugs. The question, too, is we know that statin drugs in some cases lower cardiovascular risk, especially in people who have high cardiovascular risk. People who have low cardiovascular risk, there's some doubt as to whether it makes that much difference. Just lowering cholesterol alone, will that reduce risk? But as with niacin, niacin lowers cholesterol beautifully, but was found in recent studies to have minimal effect on cardiovascular risk. So merely lowering cholesterol, not necessarily associated with cardiovascular benefits. I think the future studies on bergamot will have to evaluate whether it actually makes a difference in terms of outcomes, in terms of the risk of heart attack, stroke, or death. But it certainly has been shown to effectively lower cholesterol. And for those who can't, or, you know, some people are very intolerant to statin drugs. They, you know, have all kinds of bodily aches and pains. They have severe side effects. Try as we might, we cannot get them to tolerate statin drugs. So this might prove to be a useful alternative for those who either can't or prefer not to take statin drugs. The product in question, bergamot, and it's incorporated in something at drhoffman.com called Cholestapure Plus by Pure Encapsulations. All right, this item, also about a natural supplement, ashwagandha. Ashwagandha is a popular Ayurvedic herb, and I use it myself. I take ashwagandha every day. Ashwagandha is an adaptogen. It is akin to ginseng in its ability to support stamina, but not in a way, you know, not like taking caffeine, because caffeine is a stimulant, not an adaptogen. An adaptogen is something that helps build up your energy and stamina, but doesn't leave you jangled and overstimulated. So in this particular trial, reported in the Natural Medicine Journal by Robin DePasquale, who's a naturopath, 26 healthy males aged 20 to 35 were screened, and they were given ashwagandha, 250 milligram capsules, twice daily, which is what I take. And they looked at motor performance and cognitive performance. In other words, you know, how smart you are and how coordinated you are. And what they found was that there were tangible improvements in motor performance and cognitive performance. After 14 days of treatment with ashwagandha, outcomes showed significantly improved reaction time in 5 out of the 6 psychomotor performance tests with no sedative effects. And so that's good news for those who are taking ashwagandha. It's also thought to be something that supports adrenal function. The study suggests that ashwagandha promotes physical and mental health. Traditionally, ashwagandha is considered the best tonic for old people and for children, and check it out, as an aphrodisiac for younger people. Through many current studies as well as clinical observations, it is shown that this humble herb works in a diversity of ways towards the goal of promoting physical and mental well-being. So this is a supplement that I use a lot, either alone in combination, and can clearly improve physical and mental performance. It also has, you know, it's not really a stimulant. Stimulant would make you feel jangled. It can be effectively utilized for people suffering with anxiety, insomnia, nervous exhaustion, and even mild obsessive compulsive disorder. So it actually has a beneficial effect and calming effect on the brain. At the same, it calm energy. That's what we all want. We want energy, but we don't want, you know, that jangly kind of caffeinated energy that we get from Starbucks. We want something to energize us, but keep us mellow. strong, focused, and mellow. So ashwagandha fits the bill. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I'll take some of your phone calls in just a moment on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Taking an omega-3 has become part of my daily routine, but I did have some concerns about the environment and, quite frankly, the occasional fishy burp back. So I looked around and discovered a new eco-friendly and vegetarian alternative to fish oil, Chia Omega. While it's no secret growing older can be a challenge, my doctor stresses the importance of omega-3s in helping to achieve and maintain a healthy lifestyle throughout all the stages of my life. I discovered that many health experts encourage supplementation with omega-3s to help support cardiovascular health, joint comfort, and healthy cognition. Chia Omega is a high-quality, all-natural, plant-based line of supplements made from chia seed oil. Chia seeds are the richest and most sustainable natural sources of ALA omega-3 on the planet, containing even more than fish or flax. Having choices concerning my health and making a conscientious change benefiting the environment feels empowering. That's why I switched to Chia Omega. You can get essential formulas Chia Omega at Vitamin Shop and other fine health food stores everywhere.
As a doctor, I'm always looking for ways to improve my patients' lives, and as an athlete, I'm always looking for ways to improve my own stamina and vitality. That's why I was excited to discover Super Beets. You know, fresh beet juice is great. It's proven to enhance athletic performance, but it's a mess to make, and some people can't stand the taste. Super Beets helps your body create nitric oxide, which helps you boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure levels. Get the benefits of three whole beets in just one teaspoon of Super Beets. I feel confident offering this to my listeners because I personally take Super Beets. It's my new favorite product. It gives me energy, stamina, and endurance. Go to intelligentbeets.com now, and with my special offer, you get a 30-day supply for free with your first order, plus get a free book, Beat the Odds, to learn more about the benefits of beets, free shipping, and a 100% money-back guarantee. So call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeets.com. That's 800-738-2198. Again, 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeets.com right now.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. We've got a bunch of callers, so let's go right to it. Let's talk to George. Welcome. Hi, George.
Hi, how you doing, Ron? I have a quick question. My wife never had chicken pox when she was young. She'd been exposed to chicken pox through our two children that had it. I had chicken pox severely when I was 18 years old. Now, I should get the shingles vaccine, but she never had chicken pox. And she had the test recently, and it said that she had been exposed.
Oh, okay. Okay, so, yeah, that's actually what I was going to ask you, is that, you know, it doesn't make sense to get the Zostavax vaccine, the vaccine for zoster, if you haven't had chicken pox, because you cannot get shingles if you never had chicken pox, okay? Because it's the zoster is a recurrence of chicken pox. Now, these days, most adults, older adults, they've had chicken pox, and thus they may need the vaccine to prevent the zoster. But these days, kids get chicken pox vaccines, so they're less likely to suffer from shingles, or at least we hope that's the case. But the doctor did the right thing. He tested your wife for chicken pox, and unbeknownst to her, maybe when she was a tiny baby, she was exposed to it, her immune system reacted to it, and so she is a candidate for the vaccine. So let's talk about the desirability of getting the vaccine. I am sort of agnostic about this zoster vaccine. I think it's six of one, half dozen of the other. Most of the studies on it have been kind of unimpressive. It does reduce the incidence of zoster by about half, but the absolute reduction in terms of percentage, you know, you got about a 3% chance of getting it, and it'll reduce your chances of getting it to about 1.5%. So still, in an absolute way, that doesn't make that much difference. Are there really dangerous side effects? Well, rarely there are severe reactions, but mostly people feel achy, or they have swollen glands, or the site is painful, or they get a skin rash locally, and they may feel a little under the weather. But mostly the side effects are mild. Does it prevent people from getting postherpetic neuralgia? Some of the early studies suggested no. That was the main reason to get it, because, you know, shingles is painful, but it goes away.
Some of the newer studies saying that it does reduce the incidence of postherpetic neuralgia, but it doesn't work in the very same people that we really are concerned about. The most immune-suppressed people don't respond well to the vaccine, and those are the people more likely to get postherpetic neuralgia. So, you know, when it comes to shingles prevention, stay healthy. Yeah, all right, that's easier said than done. Eat a good diet. Take vitamin D and other immune-supportive nutrients, things like Empower, which is Advanced Hexose Correlated Compound, AHCC. These are some of the things that, you know, I'm now at an age where I am eligible for the zoster vaccine. I've had chickenpox, but I'm not going to take it. I'm going to use natural ways to support my immune system. I'm not going to opt for it at this point. All right, let's take a call from Diane. Welcome.
Oh, hello, Doc. I'm so thrilled to talk to you.
Yep.
A friend of mine has leukemia. I forget the name. He told me the name, but he said it mostly targets his lymphatic system.
It's probably CLL, chronic lymphocytic leukemia.
Yeah, it's slow acting. And,
right.
And he's around 60. And is there mm-hmm. anything he could do? Now, lately, it's gotten a little worse.
Right.
Is there anything he could do?
Well, yeah, there would be a whole program, but you know, I'll tell you specifically, one nutrient has actually been shown to be effective at slowing the progression of CLL, and it's actually, I believe the trials were done at Mayo Clinic, if I'm not mistaken, possibly Johns Hopkins, one of the main research hospitals in the country, where it was actually a patient-funded, it was a crowd-funded study. It wasn't funded by, you know, where are you going to get money to test a natural substance? So a bunch of patients got together and said that they thought this was plausible. It's EGCG, which is the active component of green tea. And they found that taking EGCG slowed the progression. Usually in CLL, what happens is you start with a slightly elevated white blood cell count. Normal is up to about, you know, 9 or 10 or 12. Patients will check in with a count of 15. They'll get a diagnosis of CLL, but it doesn't mean they're going to die. It means that the numbers are going to go up very slowly and gradually, and then there may be a crisis. The numbers go through the roof, but that may happen 5 or 10 years later. With EGCG, you can slow the progression. The numbers go up more slowly. It doesn't cure the condition, but it puts the brakes on it. And then, of course, there's the whole, you know, panoply of natural things we do with diet, with supplements, things like vitamin D and perhaps even intravenous vitamin C if we want to get more aggressive about cancer. These are some of the things that we could do with CLL to slow the progression. And, you know, actually, it's a condition where, you know, if you get it when you're older, it might kill you when you're 105 and you might die of natural causes before. And, you know, the other thing is more progress is being done on the cancer front. Holding the line on that condition for 5 or 10 years is a good idea because by that time they may come up with real plausible conventional therapies to halt the proliferation of the white blood cells. So there you have it. EGCG is the top on my list for CLL. Give it a shot with your friend. Let's talk now to Susan. How you doing?
Oh, hi, Dr. Hoffman, long-time listener. And I just want to ask you a question. Last week I broke my wrist in the ice. And
wow.
I broke it, yeah, and I broke it in two places. And I know you're not supposed to take aspirin. And I do have a lot of inflammation. I am healing well, but I do have a lot of inflammation. And I'm taking turmeric. I think I'm taking about 1,000 milligrams a day.
Good.
And I know the reason why you're not supposed to take aspirin is because it interferes with the healing process
right.
and that the bone integrity isn't that good.
Exactly. Well, just let me interrupt you. Actually, you want inflammation to some degree, because inflammation brings blood supply there and is part of the repair process. So when you take, not so much aspirin, but especially when you take Advil, Motrin, you know, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, you will actually reduce the inflammation. So you might feel better transiently, but you can actually run the risk of poor bone healing. And, you know, that's a really serious problem. So when I broke my hip, my doctor was already, excuse the pun, he was hip to it, that you shouldn't be taking non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. I said, shall I take some Advil because I'm in pain? No, he said, no, don't do this. Take some Tylenol. If you want, I'll prescribe something stronger, but absolutely do not take that because it will interfere with bone healing. Will curcumin do that? No, curcumin is a mild anti-inflammatory. It's not going to cause a delay in the arrival of blood cells and healing factors to the area of the body that's of concern. I took that when I was healing my own broken hip. And
that should not be a problem. These natural anti-inflammatories are milder, but the chemical anti-inflammatories, the COX-2 inhibitors, can really cause even malunion of bones, where the bones just don't knit together. It's, oh my God, you know, the bone's not healing. That could actually be due to wrong use of the medication. So, yeah, you can also take things like Wobenzyme. That's a good thing after an injury. It will reduce swelling. Lots of bioflavonoids, things like pycnogenol, and those are some things that will be useful. All right. Quick question for Miriam. Miriam, after you ask your question, make it succinct.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. Thank you. I have a lot of pain in my knee. I had fallen and had a hairline fracture, which the doctor said would heal, but it is not healing. It's getting, worse.
So what does the doctor want to do?
Well, my doctor said that he would, he offered me the platelet therapy for my knee.
That's something that is plausible. It's called PRP, platelet-rich plasma. And it's one of the things that's now in the repertoire of even mainstream orthopedists, not just the province of holistic doctors or integrative doctors. I mean, there's things you could do. I mean, you could do painful knees. You can have steroid injections. That's not going to be good if you have a break because you'll inhibit the healing. Platelet-rich plasma may bring healing factors into contact with the articular surfaces in the knee. And actually, that may be worth a try, you know, along with taking some oral hyaluronic acid, perhaps glucosamine sulfate. These are some things that might provide a healing action at the knee surface. So yeah, it's worth a try. I don't have a problem with it. They draw some blood, they spin it down, and they re-inject the platelet-rich plasma. So thanks very much for joining us, and a shout-out to our new audience that we acquired on Sundays. Next week, we'll be back to our usual time in New York City on WOR. From 1 to 2 p.m., remember, you can listen to our program in its entirety via live stream on Saturdays from noon to 2 p.m. at drhoffman.com, or you can check out our podcasts on Monday, and there's lots more content there at drhoffman.com. Great podcasts to listen to, lots of information. Have a great weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.